This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to the Live Your Spa Life Show. Spa Life is where accomplishment and harmony coexist. Now, here's your host and Spa Life curator, Diane Halfman.
Welcome to the next episode of To Live Your Spa Life Show. I am so thrilled to share with you my friend and this amazing spiritual seductress, Raquel Vasallo. She is the number one best-selling author of Spiritual Seductress, which is a high-powered women's guide to devour the world through spiritual guidance. Raquel, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm delighted to be here today with you.
I'm so excited to have this juicy conversation with you. I know that you're an international speaker and an elite spiritual advisor. And, you know, really to our listeners to hear that she is a seduction artist and provocateur. Please share with us a little bit more about what that is, because, you know, people don't necessarily hear the words seduction and spirituality in the same sentence. And the way you've played with this, I absolutely adore.
Well, thanks for asking that, because actually you can't make that up. That was actually a term that was given to me. I channeled that name. I was told that that was the work that I was supposed to do. And the truth is I didn't want to do it because it felt really scary and uncomfortable. But I heard that message from Spirit that women needed to hear this message through the art and using my body as art to communicate this message of really being a fully empowered woman, having your sexuality activated in a spiritual way. And that's actually what gives you access to your highest power as a woman. I didn't know about this. The information came to me and I just said, yes, I'm going to do this.
You know, I think it's so beautiful that you said yes, because, you know, to listen to our inner wisdom and to really step into, you know, our soul journey of what that is, you know, for the people to take the time and to really listen to that. And I know that you had a very impactful event in your life, you know, being struck by a car in 2008, and this was a near-death experience for you. And it really elicited your journey as a, you know, a spiritual, you know, supreme awakening for you. Can you share a little bit about what that was like?
Yeah, I was an architect when that happened, living in New York, and I actually thought my life was perfect, to tell you the truth. You know, I had the perfect relationship, very successful job. I was an Ivy League architect. Everything looked really good on paper. And one day I was walking home from work and a woman ran a light. And I flew in the air, and I really don't know what happened. I just know from the people that witnessed it. But there was a major spiritual awakening from that event. I became clairvoyant, and I started communicating with spirit guides and angels. And to tell you the truth, it was actually really scary, because that world was very new to me, and I was very much in my head about it and trying to explain it through logic, and it's something that you can't explain through logic. And also, I still had a front that I had to put up. I was this architect. You know, so there was it took me actually several years to really own the work and embody it and not challenge it and really just follow everything that was coming through and do this work that was so needed.
I find this so fascinating because, you know, especially as an architect, you know, there's so much structure to that and so much systems and processes and, you know, so much logic, if you will, and to step into the spiritual conversation and to embody that, you know, that is really, you know, kind of the yin and yang of experience of really being able to step and look into that. So people stepping into the, you know, the show here, and we're talking about, you know, spa life, and, you know, spa life is a lifestyle, and it's where you have accomplishment and harmony together. And part of the conversation we are talking about here, you know, with Raquel is that she had so much accomplishment in her life. And part of her experience brought this new sense of harmony and really talking about what that looks like. And, you know, so many people live their life by default. And, you know, Raquel, you could have very easily dismissed this and, you know, stay into your perfect life as an architect. But, you know, for you to really step into something different and not live your life by default, but actually live it by design, you know, what are some of the things that you consciously do to create your spa life?
I love that question and everything that you're bringing up, because my life was not perfect. That's what I thought it was. And it is true that now I get to design my life and to create exactly what I want. And part of what I do, I mean, obviously I'm connected to guidance every day, because I've realized after that event that my life is actually not mine. I'm here to serve a purpose, and that purpose grows and evolves. So a very important thing for me is to listen every day and ask, you know, who would you have me meet so that I can serve and do this beautiful work that empowers women and uplifts them? So that's a very important practice for me. Another one that I would love to share with you is actually calling in goddess energy. It's a major part of the work that I do is activating what I call spiritual sensuality. And it's a very unusual experience of spirituality that I had actually never had before. This is something that came to me. And the reason why it's sensual is because it's really in that surrender of listening and doing everything that you're called to do, even and especially when it feels really uncomfortable, it seems outrageous, might seem completely crazy. So how can you live your life and especially start the day in that sensual surrender of, ooh, I'm excited. Let me see what's going to happen today. Who do I need to talk to? Who can I serve? You know, who can I help? And I don't know what's going to happen, and I don't need to control it.
What a refreshing way to start the day, you know, versus just kind of like the ho-hum, to come into that sensual energy and sexual energy and just to be able to utilize it as part of your spiritual practice. So, you know, with that, I'd love to hear more about what is your practice around spiritual flirtation?
Yes. The truth is the universe is always flirting with us. I like to describe it, it's almost like making love. So there's these different energies that are at play. Sometimes the universe is dancing with us in a very slow movement. Sometimes it's very fast and very passionate. And so spiritual flirtation is, how can you have every interaction that you have and everything that you do with that curiosity and that playfulness and that femininity of flirtation? Because when I say that the universe is flirting with us, it's because the universe wants to give us everything that we want in, you know, in wealth and health and relationships, every area of our life. We're the ones that are getting in the way, you know, because of our beliefs and our programming. So when you practice that flirtation, you actually open up your container to receive all the wonder and the amazing things that the universe is trying to send your way.
I think that is so beautiful. And, you know, speaking of beautiful, I was so honored to be able to go to your art show. And, you know, part of the calling that you've had is, you know, being able to, you know, paint your body as part of the art. Can you share with us a little bit about that experience?
Oh, yes. When I heard that calling to call myself a seduction artist and a provocateur, and I didn't understand what that meant, Spirit told me very clearly that I needed to use my art to embody and the goddess that's within me, basically. And I didn't understand it at first. And like I shared earlier, I did not want to do it because it was uncomfortable, because it was me posing nude and being painted and all these things that I had never experienced before. But I did a lot of work around it. And as I said, yes, you know, it turned out beautifully. You were that I ended up having a solo show and I've continued to do art. And later I understood what the message was. And it's that in that process of being painted like a goddess, your makeup, you're being photographed as a goddess, there's this energetic activation that happens where you actually begin to channel goddess energy, which is very feminine, very sexual, very passionate, and so powerful. And so there's something that happens magically in that moment when I'm doing those shoots to create that art that helps channel that energy. It's like you're connecting with, I call her actually she. There's a she that's inside of every woman screaming to come out. She's the one, she's a warrioress. She's a creatress. She's the one that's unstoppable. She's the one that follows her desire. She's the one that's connected to spirit. And that's the experience and the message of the art.
I so appreciate you stepping into that yes, you know, especially how many times we've been called to do something and it's out of, you know, fear or what other people think or, you know, all those external things, but to listen to your inner voice and to listen to what's being called forward. I find it so exceptional, the path that you've taken to step into this. And, you know, one of the things that I'm finding is I see that you're slowing down to let life, you know, unfold for you, to be present into life. I mean, I know in just having conversations with you, you're so present to the people that you're with. And one of the things I'm noticing out in the world, and I've been sharing this a lot lately, that I feel like the new addiction is busyness of people saying that, you know, they're so busy and, you know, they're not really being present to what they have available to them in the now and looking at their journey and why they're even here. So, you know, we all have 24 hours in the day, and I'd love to hear, you know, for you to share with some of the people here is what is your spa life secret in how you're able to make the most impact in your day when you get centered and you decide how you're going to choose to spend your time in your day?
I love that you're bringing that up, and I'm so grateful that we're having this conversation because I hear it so often from clients as well, and just, you know, conversations that I have. And that busyness is actually what takes us away from our spiritual center and from being and showing up truly as who you are unapologetically. And so, you know, I know of many men and women that have a spiritual practice that typically starts in the morning. And what happens is the day kind of comes along and they're like, oops, what happened? Right? And so one of the practices that I use and that I teach all of my clients is how to tune into guidance or intuition, whatever works for you. It depends on, you know, wording is not important. It's really how do you connect with the higher part of yourself that knows more, right? How do you have those check-in points throughout the day so that you're not just making decisions from logic, which actually they're not always right. So the ones that come from your heart and intuition and your higher self, they will always point you in the right direction. So the practice is to just take a moment, you take a breath and you feel into it, you know, whatever way works for you. And a clear way to know if it's guidance talking to you versus your ego is that, yes, there can be fear because you might be, you know, be called to make a decision that feels a little bit uncomfortable. But if you feel that excitement at the same time, you know that that's the direction to go in. And another hint, which I love, is follow your desires. When you follow your desires, it kind of slows down that busyness of the day. And your desires are always your spiritual guidance system.
I love that. You know, I know that you talk about the, you know, spiritual service. Tell us a little bit about SIVA, because I think that really ties into what you're speaking to.
Yeah, I use that word because I come from a yogic background. I used to teach yoga. And that word is really what it means is being of service. And sometimes we get a little bit confused, I think, or we get busy. And yes, obviously, you know, a lot of us that are entrepreneurs, we chose this path because we want to be of service following our calling. There's all these little things that allow you to be of service that really get you out of your ego and again into that spa life experience of creating your own destiny, which is something as a simple act of gratitude. The whole idea of flirty, of the flirtation that we were talking about. You know, you go to the grocery store and maybe you're flirting with the woman at the checkout. I mean, it's not flirtation in a sexual way. It's almost like the way little kids flirt with you, you know, with this big smile that you're leaving that person having a better experience just because they had that conversation with you or, you know, whatever interaction you had. And so to me, that's truly being of service every moment of the day, which again, slows everything down.
Yeah. You know, it's amazing. You know, sometimes we don't look at how our impact is with everyone that we are in contact with during the day. It actually reminds me, one of my friends had shared on Facebook where he was getting ready to go into a checkout and, you know, choosing which one to go to. And he went into the one where there was a woman, he sees her all the time. It's a store he goes to frequently. And she was very pregnant. And he knew that, you know, she was married and had several children. And, you know, he always asked her like how her day is and to connect with her and smile with her and have this interchange with her. And, you know, she actually shared with him, she's like, you know, when I see you, I always secretly hope that you'll be in my lane because it almost makes my day feel better. you know, and these just touches that we have with people. We don't realize that we may be the only positive experience someone has. They may feel a moment where they can connect to who they are. And, you know, I know that Raquel, you play with high powered luminaries and leaders, and you help them, you know, seduce their secret desires, you know, and I love when you talk about living an outrageously turned on, spiritually tuned in life. Tell us a little bit more about, you know, how you do that, because just to have people tap into that essence of themselves, you know, part of your journey was, you know, it was a little uncomfortable stepping into that. What does that look like for someone to be living a spiritually tuned in life, and how do they get there?
I love that question. The first step, there's actually several steps to this. So I'll talk about the first one because I think it's really important. I call it embrace your darkness. And it's also taking off the mask. So what I find with many women, and of course this applies to men as well, is that we pretend like we have it all together. Like everything is good. Let's try to hide the emotions. Let's try to make everything look perfect. We don't want to seem too vulnerable. And what it does is actually it puts up a front, a mask. And then there's another mask that we already have, which is given to us by the ego, right? It's the way we grew up. It's all these beliefs and these programming that is far from your spiritual self. It's actually who you've been taught to be rather than who you really are. So when you embrace your darkness, which is actually your fears, your vulnerabilities, your weaknesses, actually all your power is there, and that allows you to let go of that mask and get in touch with who you really are. So you start to, I call it, use a different new operating system. It's an upgrade to a spiritual operating system where you're no longer doing what you think you should do. That's the main thing, is what am I being called to do? And it's a very different way of operating. But what happens is then you are completely spiritually tuned in, and you feel very turned on. It becomes really exciting because all of a sudden, it's not about I have to do this, I have to do that. It's really, what am I being called to do so that I can be the fullest expression of who I am? It doesn't matter what anybody thinks. If I'm here to be of service, actually, I can't fit in. I have to listen to my unique calling and vibrate at my own unique frequency, and that's what will attract like vibration. So that's what it looks like to live that way. And of course, I will add, it does change your sex life. There's a whole other component to that.
Bonus, right?
Yes.
You know, I really love and appreciate this conversation because, you know, what you're talking about in terms of the mask, you know, I refer to my clients with that as the facade. You know, we all want to look good. We all want to show up as our best self. And, you know, a lot of times there's things that are happening either, you know, within us, which is part of what you look like, what you share with people about what's happening within them and how that's being reflected in the world. I mean, one of the things I talked about people is about their physical space, you know, about what things look like. And, you know, behind closed doors, a lot of times people don't even let people in their home because, you know, it can be vulnerable. There could be certain things they don't want people to see, or, you know, it may look beautiful in the living room, but, you know, everything's crammed into a closet, right? And so, you know, all these themes kind of, you know, they flow into all the different aspects of our life. I mean, where are all the areas that we're not showing up, you know, with integrity or, you know, in alignment or really stepping into who we are? And I love that you really have this format to be able to, or this really way of being for people to embrace that vulnerability, to really step into that aspect of that. And I know part of what you help people do is to really embrace the art of channeling that goddess and that cosmic energy. One of the things you shared before with me was that in embracing, one of the things, the, I don't know if you want to call it the side effect or the benefit, or that it helps magnetize opportunities for wealth and divine love. And, you know, how does that magnetization, if you will, come into effect with these practices?
Yeah. So like I shared earlier, there's this she, I call her, hiding inside of every woman. And when you learn how to channel that energy and see her, which is, by the way, why I do the art, that is her. And actually, when I take women on retreat, we also photograph them so that they can see the she inside of each one of them. To remember that, to have that visual reminder, which is so powerful. when you unlock that chi and you start to channel that goddess energy, what happens is you literally begin to vibrate at a different frequency. So it's almost like, just to give you a visual, it's almost like you become this beacon of light. And even though people cannot see it with their eyes, they can actually feel you. So just as an example, clients tell me this all the time. Oh, I don't know why. You know, I went to this dinner the other night and this person came to talk to me and this is exactly who I need to work with. I'm like, well, you do know why. Because the more that you practice channeling this energy, you are that beacon of light and people feel you. And it's interesting because they can't explain why, but that vibration is there. It's almost like you become a magnet. And so that's why you start to magnetize opportunities. And really what it is in the end of the day, it's tying it back into what you were sharing about space, because I'd love to give you a little addition to that, is that everything in your life that's not fit for she, for the goddess that you really are, needs to go.
Yeah.
And so sometimes it can be really painful, because sometimes it's really close relationships that you need to let go of. Sometimes it's clients that are no longer a fit, and everything in your home. For me, that's so important as well, you know, because of my architect as a background. Everything in your home, your clothing that's not a match to the elevated she, the powerful woman that you are, that has a certain standard for herself because that's the way she's going to serve, all of that needs to go. And so when all those things are out of your physical environment, they're also out of your energy field. So basically you're cleansed and you're elevated. I like to call it it's an enlightened playing field, because you've gotten rid of all those layers, and it's really freeing experience because you get to be all of you, all of who you really are.
This is such a conversation so near and dear to my heart. I so appreciate this, because, you know, there's such a, you know, a process when we do this kind of journey. You know, one of the things that I talk to people about their physical space is that, you know, there's a clearing out, but if you're not consciously creating your space and you're not designing your life, you know, whether it's the people or the things in there, what you fill it up with is just as important as what you are taking out of the space. Because, you know, how many people have had the experience where they've, you know, let, you know, clutter or things or whatever build up in their space and they've cleared it out, and days or weeks or months later, it's all back again, right? Because there hasn't been that intentionality about what you want for your space, and to really come from that sacredness of, like, you know, what deserves to be in my space. And I love you make that connection of, if you're stepping in your life as, you know, this goddess, and, you know, you're really in alignment with everything that's around you, to really be clear about what you're bringing into your space for what it feels for you and what it actually magnifies in your life. So I think this is such an important thing for people to look at, because sometimes people look at things in their space as like, oh, well, that's nice. Or, and they don't have a lot of intentionality of why it's in there. I mean, do you actually love it? What's it, you know, really bring up in you? And sometimes, like, even if somebody gives you a gift, and, you know, people will keep things that they receive from other people because they love that person. However, you know, it still may not be the energy that serves you in your space. So I call that where you need to kind of bless and release that, to really be so appreciative and grateful of receiving things from people. But maybe it needs to be given to someone else for them to enjoy that energy, and for us to be really guardians, if you will, of our space, to really honor what is to be around us, to really be in that space with the goddess and to honor what is there with us. So with that in mind, I would love to look at, you know, space is such, you know, a reflection of our life. And I'd love to know, what is your favorite room in your home and why? Because there's such a different feeling that we get elicited from, you know, the bedroom versus the kitchen versus our office. And so we'd love to hear what your favorite room is and why.
That's a really difficult question for me.
Especially from someone who's so intentional with all of their space.
Yeah, because I really set up every room has a very specific purpose for me. So maybe I'll talk about the one that I spend the most time in, which is my meditation room, which my old mind would call my office. Because it's where I get to play every day. And it's very special. Well, first of all, I have an ocean view, which, you know, I'm so blessed to have that. But I've set it up where exactly what you said, if you're not designing every single aspect of your life, if you're not choosing your thoughts, it's kind of like weeds. Things will just start showing up and they'll start growing. So, you know, we have to be really mindful of what you're planting everywhere. And so in that room, I have that beautiful view. I have a lot of crystals that I use because they have a, you know, each have their own particular vibration and healing energies. And I have a lot of metaphysical tools that I use with clients in that room as well. And actually, I have a wonderful tower garden. I don't know if you know what that is.
I do.
Yes, it's like all these vegetables growing in one of my art pieces there. And what happens is people that come into my home, they actually will not walk into the room. They'll go and look and they're like, they feel something very special about it. But it's like they know that there's like this barrier there. They ask for permission because they can feel there's something really sacred about that space. And I... Now, of course, I have my altar there and my meditation cushion and all the healing, all the prayers, all the invocations, all the magic really takes place there. So I really, for me, it's like just so much gratitude to be able to have a space like that. I always dreamt of having it and I designed it. I made it a reality because it was a priority for me.
You know, what's coming up for me is spiritual architecture.
Yes.
Just the intentionality of the design. And you've really created a temple that, you know, when people talk about their office and, you know, about going to work, and I love the energy that, you know, you and I share about going to play. You know, how do we get to play and have that levity of that energy to really touch people's lives? And, you know, with that, I know that our listeners are going to want to stay in contact with you. How can they do that?
They can go visit me at spiritualseductress.com. And, you know, if they wish to receive divine whispers that are channeled and, you know, join the spiritual sensuality movement, they can do that on that on the homepage there as well.
Oh, so perfect. Well, any type of wisdom and spiritual seduction that people can receive from you will be a beautiful gift to receive. So make sure that you guys go to spiritualseductress.com to be able to get that from Raquel. And, you know, for those of you who are kind of wondering, you know, we're having this conversation around spa life and, you know, and what that is. And when we talk about it being, you know, the lifestyle and having accomplishment and harmony, you know, you can learn more about that through receiving my guide at dianehaffman.com/guide so that you can embrace having more a spa life in your life and to really, you know, look at and embrace the conversation that Raquel and I are having around, you know, having, you know, spiritual guidance and being on this beautiful journey that we get to, you know, create together. And, you know, Raquel, thank you so much for sharing, you know, your journey and this beautiful spiritual life that you've created for yourself and the women called to your space.
Thank you. It's been lovely having this conversation with you. And I hope that your listeners walk away, even if it's just a little nugget, something that, you know, really don't just take the information. If there was one thing that really stood out for you, just do that one thing and put it into action because it will really make a difference. So I really want to thank you for having me with you today. It was so beautiful.
Thank you. So lovely to have you as well. So to our listeners, until we speak again, live your spa life. Bye for now.
Bye.
Your host and spa life curator, Diane Haffman, wants you to know you can download her free guide to start living your spa life right now. Go to dianehaffman.com and click on the link for the 9 secrets to step into your spa life. Now, live your spa life where accomplishment and harmony coexist.
You know what drives me crazy? When business owners believe that just because they're not on stage speaking, they don't need stage presence. Stages come in all shapes and sizes. You're on the stage when you're in a boardroom, talking to a prospect, or introducing yourself and your company. I invite you to join me on a free educational webinar called How to Triple Your Income Through Speaking. Learn the critical ingredients to make impact and income on any type of stage. Go to speakersuccessformula.com and grab your spot now.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. Are you ready to rise up and share all your greatness to the world? Stop playing small and settling for mediocrity. If so, then you need to join us at our eWomen Network Entrepreneur Conference and Business Expo in Dallas this year, August 3rd through the 5th. There will be hundreds of women entrepreneurs from all over the world waiting to meet you to share knowledge, wisdom, and even partnerships. Get ready to be coached by me and learn from other multi-million dollar speakers who will teach, inspire, motivate, and guide you to transform your thinking from small to big. And you can't beat the food and fun at our Saturday night dance party either. Look, no one makes it alone, so it's time to stop trying to be the COE, chief of everything, and step into your role as CEO. There is nothing like the eWomen Network Conference to bring out your genius and help you take action on living your dream. Register at eWomenNetwork.com.
This is the EWN Radio Network.